We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sheriff's investigators say off-duty police officers shielded bar patrons during the overnight mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. 12 people were killed, including a sheriff's sergeant who died as he went in as the very first responder. KNX reporter John Baird. John, what do we know about the gunman who apparently killed himself inside the bar?
Well, my understanding is I thought he was former military, suffering from PTSD. Since I haven't been covering that end of the story this morning so much, I know he was 28 years old. Someone told me that they had heard he had been here a week before. We haven't confirmed that with police, but what we do know is that he, this according to the sheriff, walked up to the bar about 11:20, shot a security guard, went in, turned right, shot some other security people and an employee, and then started opening fire on the people inside, which caused mass panic. People were, you know, trying to hide, trying to scramble out of the building, and it was just chaos. And then a bunch of 911 calls went out. A sheriff's deputy, a sergeant, actually showed up along with a couple of highway patrolmen. They were here first. And, you know, the way they do things now is they don't wait for this thing to end. They go in to try and stop it and save people. So they heard shots, and they went ahead and went in. And as soon as they went in the door, the sergeant was hit several times. One of the highway patrolmen was able to drag him out, but unfortunately he died. The shooting did stop at that point, and then they found the body of the gunman inside an office later on when they went back in. That's when they discovered all the victims, and then they found the shooter inside of an office. They believe he committed suicide.
I know it's early in the investigation, but do authorities have any idea why this may have happened?
They told us this morning in a news conference a few hours ago they don't have a motive. They don't know. They thought maybe it was random. He doesn't live far away. In Newberry Park. So they're thinking, you know, they just don't know. They say they don't think he was targeting any employees. And again, it seemed like a random thing, but maybe he knew it was college night. There'd be a lot of people. It's college night at this bar. College kids come here, 150 to 200 people inside. And maybe he just knew there would be a lot of targets.
John, we know it's a busy day for you out there in L.A. John Baird at KNX Radio. We thank you for taking a couple minutes with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.